produce from temporary food producers, and also we decided to include recipes from temporary celebrities. The book has 80 pages and is black and white inside with a full colour cover. Some of the celebrities in our book include Pat Shard, Una Healy, Dennis Leamy, Mary Hannafin, Tom Hayes, Michael Lowry, and Aidan O'Brien. Our cookbook is a new way of promoting local food producers in the Tipperary area. It encourages people to buy local, which is very important to keep money in the local economy. The cookbook is kind to the environment, as locally produced food has less air miles. Traceability is also important, as the consumers know where the raw materials for the recipes come from. And there's also a significant move back to home cooking, so we wanted to capture the market and include some recipes for basic recipes for people who learn how to cook. Some of the food producers in our cookbook include Tipperary Kitchen, Cookie Jar, The Apple Farm, Hickey's Bakery, Crow's Farm, Tipperary Kitchen, Uno Dwyer, Inch House, and Crossover Desserts. We also include a SWOT analysis.
For our market research, we handed 10 surveys out to each year group, and they brought home to their parents to see would there be interest in a cookbook. We talked to local food producers and some of the teachers to see what their opinion on our idea was. We researched the internet to see were there any similar books, and we went to local bookshops to assess the cookbook in terms of content and quality. Here's some of the results of the market research. 88% of people said they would like to buy a cookbook. 45% of people said they'd pay €6, so that was the price we charged for our cookbooks. And 90% of people said they'd like a cookbook in colour. For our advertising, we created colourful posters and we got them printed in a local stationery shop. We made announcements on the school intercom. We set up a Facebook page, and in January we had a promotional bake sale, and we included recipes from our cookbook. And we intend to sell our cookbooks at the school fashion show tomorrow.
So this is the final section of the business. We printed 450 copies of the book, which cost us €1,070, and we were lucky enough to get trade credit from the printing company. We covered the postage and costs ourselves and our wages. We left to the end until we had profit. We used our advertising revenue, some of the producers advertised in our book, and we used the advertising revenue as a deposit for our books. And we also had a bake sale, which helped raise some finance to use the deposit on our book as well. And so we had €600 worth of wages, which is made up of 100 hours of research and development costs. Our production costs came to a total of €1,704.58. The unit price for our book, including fixed and variable costs, was €3.79, and we sold the book for €6, which gave us a profit of €2.21 on each book. Our production costs, as you can see, the main one was printing, and coming in a close second was wages with postage and stuff. So we had a markup of 58% of our book and a margin of 37%. This is our trade profit and loss. Our total income so far is €2,752.70, which was made up of our advertising revenue, our cake sale, and sale of books. And we had less cost of sales, which included purchases, closing stocks, and cost of goods sold, which came to a gross profit of €1,921.47, so which gave us a net profit to date of €1,112.95. And this is our balance sheet, which shows our profit today of €1,112.95.